Episode 35. When life is spinning either up or down, our breath can go round and round. So we're going to have a bit of fun today with a crazy kind of app and see if it can help us manage our breath. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. I'm recording this podcast on one of those days outside that makes you just want to throw the laptop away and go running out and say, free, free at last, and just forget about it all. But life isn't like that. We have a lot of demands, a lot of deadlines, and the pressure sometimes feels like it's always on. When I'm in that place, what I try to do is take a break from my office and probably do what many of you are doing right now, which is maybe walking or running or working out. All great things to do. And at the same time while we're doing that activity, we also want to focus on our breath. So this week, I wanted to play with an app that I found and make sure that it's worthwhile. It comes from a group called the National Center for Telehealth and Technology, and it's actually like the Department of Defense, and they're helping veterans, which I think is really cool because talk about stress in the line of fire. But truthfully, all of us get in the line of fire on any given day, and the better able we are to manage that, the more we'll be able to complete our work and feel calm, cool, and collected, which is a really groovy thing. So let's try it. This app is downloadable via iTunes, and that's exactly what I did. And I have a link to it on the show notes. And you begin with, you could go to a show me piece on the screen, and it'll walk you through and tell you how to do a breathing exercise. But I'm going to skip that for now, because it was really focusing on whether you're breathing from your abdomen or from your chest. And I'm going to go right on to a breathing exercise. But they first ask you, and this is what I like, they ask you to rate your stress. And it begins with a little bit of a screen, and there's like a pretty little cornfield or something like that in a mountain in the distance. And there's a red button that I get to like move to either side. And to the left, it says relaxed, and to the right, it says stressed. Well, truthfully for me, I've had a bit of stress today, so I'm going to move that little red dial to about halfway, almost three quarters of the way to like stress. And then it asks next to just press next, and then now, you start.
Let's get started.
Here we go.
This breathing exercise is safe for almost everybody, but if you experience any unpleasant sensations, if you have difficulty breathing or feeling dizzy, nervous, or out of control, just go back to breathing normally. Remember that the purpose of this exercise is to help you learn how to slow down and relax. Now, get into a comfortable position in a quiet place that is free from distraction.
So I love that piece. It really sets you up and tells you how to move into that. Get free from distraction, get into that little quiet place, and begin. And I like her voice too. So right now I'm giving this app for breathing a thumbs up. But to really check out this app, we need to do a breathing exercise. So we're going to all follow along, and I'll hold my phone up to the microphone and you'll be able to listen to her. You push the button that says breathe. Up comes a screen again with that lush garden, and you just press the button that says start. Here we go.
Breathe in by taking air deep into your belly. Allow your belly to expand while your shoulders and chest stay relaxed. Breathe out slowly, allowing the air you exhale to deflate your belly. Pause naturally. Breathe in by taking air deep into your belly. Allow your belly to expand while your shoulders and chest stay relaxed. Breathe out slowly, allowing the air you exhale to deflate your belly. Pause naturally.
And we're going to stop. So just breathe normally if you've been following along. Now for me, that maybe could be a little bit longer. So what's really nice about this is I could shorten or lengthen it right in the app as I'm breathing if I'm feeling like she's going too fast. And I could also go into setup and I can take off the music if that's too distracting, and I could take off the instructions. So I'm going to do both of those, and let's see what our breathing exercise sounds like this time. And here we go.
Breathe in deeply. Breathe out. Relax. Breathe in deeply. Three. Breathe out slowly. Relax.
And relax. So when she said three, that meant that she was on the third cycle of this exercise, and you get to set the interval. You get to set the intervals, the cycles, from like 8 to 16, something like that. And that's in the setup of this app. This is a free app, and it makes it so easy to have that teacher speaking to you at the same time and guiding you through. So I'm still on a thumbs up, and I give it a double thumbs up because in the setup, it is very transparent that it is stating research study. Because, you know, I wondered, you know, am I being tracked? And I don't like that if I don't know it. And this will send you the information. You could send the research data that you have, and it says, you know, send it to your provider. And I suppose that's going to, whether I'm linked in to somebody and they could follow my stats. And also, it allows me to disenroll from the research study. So you could do yes or no. And for now, I'm going to say, yes, I don't want to be enrolled. And that means that I'm on my own. Because I mentioned this is from the Department of Defense. And, you know, maybe you don't want to be part of that study for whatever reason. And that is your own prerogative to choose that. It will also, at the bottom, show you the results of how you're doing and give you some more feedback. There's a cool little extra piece here that I just want to mention, and that is this pointer on the top. It says tip. You press that, and it gives you a wellness tip, which is very, very positive validation, such as, and I'll read it directly. It states, you have the power to choose how you want to see yourself and your situation. Well, that's true. And you have the power to think positively, negatively, realistically. So these are affirmations that are good for us to hear, especially when we're feeling a little discombobulated and not so great about ourselves. Or maybe we are thinking so great about ourselves that we have visions of grandeur that might not be realistic. So it brings us back down to earth, and that is what breathing is about. It brings us to the one place in our life that we have stability in and can have absolute control, and that's your breath. Now, it's just not about us, though. You can help other people manage their own breathing, too, by, well, using this app, Breathe to Relax, or just guiding them through that breath. And, you know, I used to do this a long time ago in big group activities when I worked at Long Lane School, and there was just nothing better than working with a group of adolescents, and we'd have them lay down on the floor, which was great. I've done this with adults. I always like to say nothing better than like sleeping on the job and getting paid for it. But it was stress relaxation. Folks would just lay right down, and I would give them this guided, basically what they do on Breathe to Relax. I'd say, breathe in, you know, hold it, and then breathe out. And I'd do that through different intervals, about 10 minutes long sometimes. And often people would fall asleep. Or the kids would fall asleep, and there was nothing better than handing off a group of kids, adolescents, to the next shift coming on duty and having them be really, really relaxed. The truth is that many of us don't know how to relax. We don't practice that actively. or we think we want to relax through substances like alcohol or drugs, or by tuning out on the TV. You know, I've been there. I know what that's like. And it's really easy to do. And then I've also used exercise, too, to de-stress. So some of these are good options and some not so great. And the easiest and most simplest way that we could do it, no matter where we are in any kind of situation, is to manage our breath. Now, this is episode 35, and I kind of strayed off a little bit. I did that last week with Rosie May's story on the Great British Bed Push, and I want to give you an update on that. Her wheels were too small, and so she needed to reconfigure her wheels. And so she is due to begin pushing the bed again next Monday, and that we are talking, if you're tuning into this, I don't know, this could be years from now, but I'm talking about May, and we are in May 2015. So she's was supposed to start the bed push on the 6th of May, and it looks like she's going to be starting it on the 11th, fingers crossed. And she's doing this to raise funds for vulnerable children via her charity called Full Reach. And she's pushing a bed from South London all the way north to Scotland. That's a distance of 1,200 miles. It's just unbelievable. I don't know. She could have done 120 miles and really impressed me. Never mind just 20 miles. I try to move my bed across from my room in my bedroom, and that's hard enough. So this gal is really something. So you might want to listen to that podcast. And this week I strayed just a little bit just because I needed to focus on breathing myself. And I will always go back to this, especially when I get into the chapter in my book called Don't Forget to Breathe. So we're going to continue on with the Leading Cast story, most likely next week, talking about the chapter on creating order and giving you some really great tips there. If this is making your day, and I hope it is, I really implore you to subscribe now via iTunes. Do it while you're getting the free app, Breathe to Relax, and subscribe to the Leading Cast podcast and leave a review and rating. It would really help out this fledgling, it's more like a fledgling podcast, and propel us forward. And don't ever hesitate to send a comment and drop me a line. You can send it to Ria, that's R-I-A, at leadingchaospodcast.com. And if you want to get a copy of my book, there's a link on the show notes. The book is called Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. You know, I'm kind of like the conflict management expert, I suppose, and I really would want to encourage you also to send me a question. I'd be more than happy to discuss that on the show and give you some thoughts on how to manage it, because conflict happens and it will continue to happen. And the degree that we allow it to rule us and bring us into chaos is so under our control. It begins with a breath. Alrighty, so let's roll out of here. And if you'd like to follow this podcast, please do via at Leading Chaos. That's a great way to do it. And till next week, this is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. Be kind, be safe, and check out Breathe to Relax. Ciao for now.